This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Forums and Multimedia Director for SMA News Today. Poland's Ministry of Health has agreed to pay for Spinraza, otherwise known as nusinersen, to treat patients with spinal muscular atrophy regardless of age or disease severity, ending a year-long struggle by the country's nonprofit, Fungica SMA, to gain access to one of the world's most costly drugs. The surprise announcement came during a December 17th Polish language radio program with Health Minister Lukasz Zmalski. It followed an intense media campaign by the Warsaw-based patient advocacy group, as well as an online petition started by the mother of a teenager with SMA type 1. This petition was signed by 67,000 people. "This was the best Christmas gift we could hope for," said Yadira Ramirez, whose six-year-old daughter, Gabriella, has SMA type 1. She and her husband, Lucas, have been making the difficult, expensive trip every 4 months by ambulance from their home in Zawiczy, Poland, to Belgium so their daughter could get her Spinraza injections. Each year in Poland, some 50 babies are born with SMA, half of those type 1. Poland, whose population of 38 million makes it the largest EU member nation in Eastern Europe, is home to an estimated 700 to 800 people with SMA. The treatment, which on the U.S. market retails for $750,000 for the first year and $375,000 each year thereafter, will be available in Poland starting January 1st, when it will officially appear on the Health Ministry's website as a reimbursable drug. Patrick Marczyk, the Scientific Information Coordinator at Fungica SMA, is the father of six-year-old identical twins, Gabriella and Patricia, both of whom have SMA type 3. "We've been celebrating," he said, "by phone from Warsaw. The Polish SMA community is really happy that the Ministry of Health and Biogen finally came to an agreement and that they put patients above money. But this wouldn't have been possible if not for the involvement of the whole SMA community in Poland." The final cost of the agreement to Polish taxpayers may never be known, because negotiations between the Polish Health Ministry and Biogen, which manufactures the injectable medicine, took place behind closed doors. It now brings to 24 the number of EU member nations that have agreed to pay for Spinraza in one form or another. Germany and Italy, for example, offer the therapy for all types of SMA. 4 EU member states do not fund Spinraza: Estonia, Ireland, Latvia, and the United Kingdom. Several months ago, British SMA patients and their families organized protests in London and Manchester to voice anger over a draft recommendation by the independent, government-funded National Institutes for Health and Care Excellence, also known as NICE, not to provide state funds to reimburse for Spinraza on the grounds that the drug wasn't cost-effective. Polish regulators came to a different conclusion. "For the last couple of years, we've been fighting for this, and finally it's coming to an end," Marczyk said, estimating that between 10 and 20 families have already left Poland for other EU member states because they couldn't get Spinraza at home. "I can only imagine they'll be coming back, unless they're happy wherever they settled. But from what I've heard, most of the families that immigrated are not really happy." Ramirez, whose daughter has been receiving Spinraza in Belgium through Biogen's Extended Access Program, a temporary compassionate use arrangement, now takes Gabriella to the Polish city of Gdansk for the treatment. "I still don't believe it," she said. "Belgium was so far away, and even though we didn't have to pay for Spinraza, we did have to pay about $2,900 for the hospitalization, the ambulance there and back, and hotels. Now she'll get Spinraza through Social Security, and we won't have to pay anything at all." Dorota Karacik has an 11-year-old daughter, Emilka, with SMA type 3. For now, Emilka is only getting physiotherapy, no medications of any kind. But her prognosis without Spinraza is poor, because girls with SMA often lose the ability to walk by age 12 or 13 because of hormones linked to puberty. For this reason, Ratchik and her husband were seriously thinking about moving to Germany so her daughter could access the medication. Now, that won't be necessary. "It's very good news. This will change our life," she said. This will allow us to stay in Poland. Maybe my daughter will get Spinraza in 2 or 3 months. And with this medicine, I hope she will never stop walking. Coming up next, Perspectives from SMA News Today Community Editor Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
From the SMA News Today forums, in Adults with SMA, Having Your Own Space, a topic by Kevin Schaefer. For those of us with SMA who still live with our parents or families, it can be challenging to carve out a space of our own. Especially with all of the medical equipment we have, our houses can get pretty crowded. Still, as working adults or college students, we need space to work and relax. I thought I'd share with you all how I've managed this. My sister and I are 5 years apart, and her room used to be right next to mine. When she moved out for college, and eventually permanently when she started working and got married, I took over her room and converted it into my home office / hangout space. Then I keep most of my medical equipment in my bedroom. Once my parents and I worked out this setup, we took down part of the wall in between these rooms and had a sliding door constructed in that space. This system works out great for me. It feels sort of like an apartment space, and I spend most of my time at home in my aforementioned office / hangout room. I can work and play loud music here without bothering anyone, and I also have friends hang out here with me all the time. My brother also moved out a few years ago, so it's just my parents and I who live here. My mom and I also look after my niece during the week while my dad, sister, and brother-in-law are all at work. Having this space to myself is great, and it makes me feel more independent. Plus, I pay rent and for caregiving expenses that aren't covered by the government, so I don't feel guilty for still living at home. I have my space and work full-time, and I have caregivers and friends helping me throughout the week so that my parents don't have to do everything. I still depend on them for certain things and help on the weekends, but overall, I'm more independent now than I ever have been before. Having my own space helps tremendously. For more discussions like this, be sure to sign up for the SMA News Today forums, and also check out our multimedia content, such as the SMA News Today podcast and the SMA News Today YouTube channel. I'm Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today.
Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. Our podcast and flash briefings can also be found on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Forums and Multimedia Director.